This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carla V. Olivares Saldana. Date of birth, February 19, 1984. Case ID number is 67684406. Date of exam, March 14, 2024. Duration examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/20/2023. Identifying information. This is a 40-year-old separated female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of psychosis / depression / bulimia / bipolar disease / post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety, comma, and lumbosacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a waitress for 15 years. The claimant was in jail for 3 years, secondary to avoiding arrest. At the present time, she lives in an apartment by herself, and her four children have been staying with the grandmother, who has been given custody of the children. The claimant states that when she worked part-time, 5 to 6 hours a day, 4 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, psychosis / depression / bulimia / bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety. Number two, lumbosacral back pain. History of allegations. This claimant states that since 1992, she has suffered from psychosis, comma, depression, comma, bulimia since she was 13, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, and anxiety. The claimant has been traumatized most of her life. She states that she started to be raped at the age of 7 years of age until she was 35. This traumatized her quite a bit, and she has never recovered from this trauma. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts done to her, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, anger, comma, and confusion. She also has decreased energy. The claimant does take a bath every day as she brushes her teeth daily. She was cooperative, but very soft-spoken and appeared to be very anxious and nervous at the office visit. She is not future-oriented and does not appear to be able to cope with her circumstances. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. The claimant was cooperative but did not have good eye contact with me, although she was alert. She was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. She states that she's confused about herself and her conditions as well as her identity. She tires very quickly and feels that she has hopelessness and fears that nothing can be done for her situation. She states she's constantly tired and irritable. She also suffers from bulimia since the age of 13, secondary to her rape condition, and states that because she's so nervous, she'll stuff herself and then just start vomiting. She appeared to be very agitated, and she fears getting lost and does not like to be with other people. She has had multiple negative events in her life and suffers from night terror and night paralysis, secondary to all the physical abuse. Her speech rate, clarity, and tone, as well as articulation, was decreased. Her memory was fair. Her thought processes were somewhat abnormal, and the claimant appears to be always living in fear. The claimant has had multiple suicidal attempts. She has tried to cut her wrist several times, as well as overdose times two. She has been hospitalized multiple times. The claimant does have a history of a hysterectomy secondary to a cervical and uterine cancer, most likely coming from the fact that she was raped at the age of 7 years of age to the time she was 35. She does use substance abuse of methamphetamine, which was done in the past and is not presently being used. She is not working at this time, and she is presently taking trazodone, 50 milligrams QD, Prozac, 40 milligrams QD, Zyprexa, 10 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, Relaxity, 25 milligrams QD, Remeron, 6 milligrams QHS for her condition. She states that although she feels somewhat controlled with her medication, she has not been able to get over the extensive trauma in her life. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2001, she developed lumbar sacral back pain secondary to being in more than 10 motor vehicle accidents. She states the character of the pain is a sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to her left leg. She states she has numbness in her left leg and was one time paralyzed in that area. She's been given more than 6 months of injections, which did help her condition. No surgery was performed because her father stated that it would not be good for her, and she denied any kind of surgery secondary to fear of being paralyzed more. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 3 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Barrera. Her daily activities include doing light housework, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and cleaning the house. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Barrera, and she has seen also a chiropractor and received approximately 6 months of physical therapy. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the L5-S1 area with left-sided radiculopathy and a mild left foot drop. She is presently on gabapentin, 800 milligrams TID, Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and hydrocortisone with Tylenol. 1 PRN is needed for pain. The claimant does appear to have some left-sided radiculopathy. Her condition is stable at this time, but she is still being treated. Her symptoms also include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She has left-sided numbness and left leg paresis with a mild left foot drop. Her limitations, as noted earlier, includes being able to walk 1.5 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she has difficulty squatting. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses. And her main activity includes cleaning the house. Family history. Her father is 65 and suffers from hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 70 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and also has mental problems as well. Medications, gabapentin, 800 milligrams TID, trazodone, 50 milligrams QD, Prozac, 40 milligrams POQD, Zyprexa, 10 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, Relaxolid, 25 milligrams QD, Remeron, 6 milligrams QHS, Trilipto, 25 milligrams QD, and hydrocortisone with Tylenol, 1 PRN is needed for pain. Medical problems, seizure disorder, anxiety, bulimia, post-traumatic stress disorder, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculopathy and left foot drop, depressions, bipolar disorder, bulimia, psychosis, anxiety, major surgery, hysterectomy in 2017, secondary to cervical and uterine cancer. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes every week for 3 months. Alcohol. The claimant states that she drinks about 3 beers per day and has done it for the last 2 or 3 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. She has been in rehab multiple times for her psychiatric problem. She denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She does have a history of methamphetamine abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 160 pounds, height 5 feet 1 fourth inches tall, BP 128 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 105 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 100%, BMI 31. General. This is a 40-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She appears to be a fairly reliable historian who appears to be very traumatized and anxious, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last 2 sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented time 3, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was anxious and depressed for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory appeared to be poor. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were two plus for the right side and one plus for the left, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at two plus. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was The claimant's gait was unsteady and slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was fair and the rhombus sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left lower extremity. She also appeared to have a mild foot drop of the left leg. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant did have some problems with the lumbar spine flexion with spasms and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities as well as in the right lower extremity. The claimant appears to have some radiculopathy of the left lower extremity with a left foot drop noted. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal for the sitting position, but was abnormal for the supine position. Straight leg raise on the right side was 60 degrees and on the left was 30 degrees. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but decreased strength of the left knee. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally, and the claimant is able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, especially for the lower extremities. The claimant has decreased reflexes on the left side. Biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal for the right side and for the upper extremities. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal except for the left lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms of the left lower extremity. muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, where the claimant does have a plus 3 over 5 for the lower leg. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left lower extremity, where the claimant does have signs of radiculopathy and positive left foot drop. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue, except for the left lower extremity, secondary to radiculopathy. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to multiple psychiatric disorders and trauma in the past, and from a left-sided radiculopathy of the left lower leg. Probable diagnosis is number one, psychosis/depression/bulimia/bipolar disease. Not confirmed with medical records, but with a psychiatric interview. The claimant appears to have been traumatized for a good part of her life and has psychiatric dysfunction. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculopathy. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to ambulate, but she appears to have a mild left foot drop by physical examination. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Carla V. Olivares Aldana.